to Keady. Over to Schaefer. Schaefer with 8 seconds. Schaefer backs up the three ball. It's good. Allison Schaefer with a three.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And welcome back to Wolfies as we are at the girls' high school basketball preview for 2015-2016. That was a Columbia Raider highlight as that was Tom Thompson's team, one of the really good teams that should be this year. And we're joined now not too far from Columbia, Midview. Scott Plasnik with us. His team comes in off a 4-19 season. And, Coach, great to see you. And we're seeing less of you here tonight.
Yeah, it's been a good off season.
Man, I mean, you're like a shell of what you were, Coach.
You're half the man you used to be.
Yeah.
Hopefully easy there.
Yeah.
No, congratulations. You look fabulous.
Well, thank you.
You feel better?
I feel a lot better. You know, you drop that weight and you have a little more energy.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Let's talk a little girls high school basketball and the Midview Lady Middies. As Rob said, win-loss-wise coming off a tough season. I know you played a lot of young kids, so are you hoping, even though they took their lumps, so they kind of learn and grow from that?
Well, that's what we hope for. You know, we come back where we have 5 seniors coming back, so there's some experience there. And, you know, we'll sprinkle in some of the younger kids and go from there.
Talk about the seniors. Who are the core group that's going to lead this team?
Well, we bring Carrie Carlson back, was our leading scorer last year. Zodie Blair is a post player that we bring back. A girl that played on JV last year that's made really a lot of strides is Cassie Joviak. Jamie Verda was a starter for us last year that got a lot of minutes last year, a lot of experience, and Ariana Johnson also got a lot of time last year.
And their strengths are? What will be the strength of this team?
Defense. It's going to have to come from the defensive end.
Coach, if you guys are going to get better and improve on last year's record, I know you've had some steady improvement since you've been at Midview, not overall, obviously, where you want to be, but if you're going to continue going up, what are some things you need to do this season?
It's really got to come down to effort, and that's what we're emphasizing with the girls. You know, our expectation is that they give us maximum effort the entire time they're on the floor. You know, we're not a high-powered offensive team. That's why I said, you know, defense is going to have to generate some easy transition baskets for us. So it's going to come from effort, and that's what defense, you know, that's when it really stands out, you know, is if you're playing hard on defense, that's really where you'll notice the effort.
Again, we're talking with Scott Plasnik, girls head coach at Midview.
Coach, of late, it seems like Midview is in high school athletics is doing really well. I mean, obviously, you think of football, but not just that, you know, boys basketball, what Troy's done. I know volleyball is really improving and some of the other sports, and can any of that carry over and just that mindset at the whole school, and can that help you a little bit?
Absolutely, and we're seeing that down with our younger kids down in the middle school and even younger than that, that the expectations of girls' expectations are now raised because they see what's going on with the boys in the football program, the boys on the basketball, you know, on the basketball court, and like you said, the girls in volleyball and softball. There's definitely a carryover. You know, if you're an athlete and you compete, and, you know, we have girls that play multiple sports, and that's a really, I think that's a real asset that they're out there and they're competing all across the board.
Scott, I know Rob has talked about it. I've talked about it. If you know the game, and especially high school sports, building a program is a process. It takes time, and I'm sure, you know, you're working with community members and or parents or whatever that their patience may wear thin. And does it for the girls as well? Do they say, Coach, man, when are we gonna take that next step? And how difficult, how challenging is it for you to say, I know we got to watch the scoreboard, that's why it's up there, but listen, this is a process.
And that's exactly right. It is a process. And unfortunately, sometimes it's a long process. We stepped into a situation, you know, 5 years ago where they didn't even finish a JV season.
Wow.
The mentality and the effort just to get people to play was the first obstacle. We've gone through that, and like you said, it's a process. I see us improve this year tremendously from you know 2-3 years ago. The effort's there. We have girls that are committed. They're working hard to get better, but it takes time. There's no magic wand I can wave to make this happen any quicker. It is a process that. Girls have to be patient, and like I said, the expectation we set for them is if you play hard, whatever happens, happens. But as long as you're playing hard, we can work with that.
So not necessarily with wins and losses, Scott, but where would you see this program this year? What are positive steps that you say, okay, if we do this, we'll have made more progress?
Like I said, we'll see it at the defensive end, where our progress needs to be. And again, it comes down to that effort part. There was some situations last year where, you know, we'd get against a really good team and we'd fold before we even walked on the court. And you can't do that. You got to come out and compete every night and not prejudge what's happening, you know, who you're playing. And like I said, it's just going to come down to the effort. And if we see that at the defensive end, we're going to be happy.
Can you coach that, or do the girls have to give you that themselves, or is it a combination?
It's definitely a combination. You know, they have to want it. You know, the desire has to be there. If the desire is not there, it's not going to happen. But at the same point, you know, the things that we do, we're going to have to pressure. You know, even in the half court, you're going to have to get up on your man and also even go with full court at sometimes. Yeah, it might be to the detriment. We might give up some easy baskets. But you know what? It's that effort that we need to see.
Is this where you'd like it to be, just from that process standpoint? Again, not necessarily wins-loss, but are you where you would like it to be?
I'd like to be a little farther ahead, okay, to be honest with you. You know, we're happy with where we're, you know, the progress that we've made, but obviously, you know, when the bottom line is, you do look at that win-loss column. We're at a very tough conference. The Southwest, there's not going to be a day that's going to be easy for us, and we have 18 conference games. It's hard to find, and you know, something that you maybe can be competitive with. So it'll be an in and out every night battle, and that's what we're going to have to get to, the point that we battle every night with effort. And like I said, where the chips fall, that's where they fall.
Do you get the sense that the girls, are they tired of losing? I mean, I know you're not going to go 22-0 this year, but do you get a sense that they, you know, especially for these seniors, they sense that this is our last chance to try to make things a little bit better?
And that's what I sat down with the five seniors and talked to them about, is what's your legacy going to be when you leave here? You know, you've gone through some rough periods. Now what do you want to be left behind after you here? We've made progress. You know, it doesn't necessarily, like we said, show in the win-loss column. We have made progress. Our numbers are up in our program. We've had, you know, the three teams, a freshman, JV, and varsity team going. We're steadily getting better. We're not 100% there yet, obviously. But, yeah, it's on them at this point, you know. And as we said, it's going to be a combination. We're going to push them, but they've got to want it.
Coach, who have you scrimmaged, and what did those scrimmages show you?
Well, we scrimmaged Firelands early on. We looked pretty good with Firelands, and we had Fairview, and we looked good there. Tonight we scrimmaged Keystone, and we don't want to talk about it.
But that's a good basketball team. And that gets back to what you talked about earlier. I mean, sooner or later, you've got to step that game up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, hey, kudos to you for scrimmaging a team like Scott has, because you're not going to find out how good you are until you go against somebody that's going to really, really expose your team's weaknesses.
Absolutely. And yeah, we were exposed tonight.
Okay.
And so, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It tells us what we need to get back in the gym and do, what we need to work on before we – about 10 days,
right,
you know, before you turn around and have to play play for real. But we have some work to do. But it was a good, you know, it's good to, like you said, we got to see what we need to work on. And the effort, like we said, I don't think our effort was there tonight. And that's something that we can work at and look at and say, okay, there's a difference between the effort we just put forth tonight and the effort that we put forth against Fairview and against Firelands.
It's one thing to maybe tell them, but another thing when they see the results of a bad scrimmage, where you want them to improve, I would think.
Yeah, and they knew they had a bad practice yesterday, you know, and we've talked about that for years. My seniors know for 4 years. I say, how you practice is how you play, and there's no getting around that. And you had a bad practice yesterday, and you know, I said, how'd you practice yesterday? And they said, bad. I said, how'd you play today? Bad. There you go.
Yep. You sometimes know, so it isn't rocket science.
It's
but isn't that at least simple, part of the process that they acknowledged, yeah, it and they knew it?
Yes, and exactly, that is the process. I could have done that 4 years ago, and they would have not known what they were saying. You know, they wouldn't have known. Well, did we play bad? You know, but they're aware of what Yeah, the awareness. I mean, when you're talking about the progress, just the awareness of what's happening. They're much more aware. They're much more basketball savvy. There's some a little bit better basketball IQ than what we had 3 or 4 years ago. So,
Wynn, we got about a minute left, but I'm sure for you, you know, that's a good thing when you can kind of step back, because I'm sure you have to do that once in a while. Go, okay, man, I got to step back here and see that progress. That's where you see it.
Absolutely, and like I said, I'll look at the tape on the scrimmage tonight and see if see some of the things that and I'll point that out to them. You know, sometimes they need to see it, so it's always good to have those things where they can just take a look at the tape and take a look and see where their mistakes were and what we need to do to get better.
There you go. Well, hey, enjoy a good meal before you watch the tape.
That's not happening tonight.
The good meal is.
The meal is, absolutely.
Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. And, again, to you and the kids over at Midview, we wish you nothing but success this year. I know it's been that process we've talked about, but it's coming.
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate you stopping by. Scott Plazek, girls head basketball coach at Midview, joining us here at the table at Wolfie's. And again, the Lady Middies getting ready to tip off the 2015-2016 season. And, of course, we'll have Midview a couple of times here on AM 930 WEOL. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I think Scott Terry of Keystone is going to join us. Those two teams just scrimmaged each other tonight. I'm sure Scott has a little bit of a different perspective. We'll talk to the head coach of the Keystone Lady Wildcats following this timeout. It's the WEOL Nick Abraham Girls High School Basketball Preview. We're live at Wolfie's. We're on AM 930 WEOL. Rob, we're online
at WEOL.com.